Welcome to Real Women of Bastrop, where small town charm meets big time grit. I'm your host, Lindsay Kana, sixth generation Bastropian, realtor, and community cheerleader. Around here, we're more than big hair. We're business owners, mamas, creatives, and quiet powerhouses. And this podcast, well, it's pulling back the curtain on the stories, struggles, and strength of the women who keep this town running. Because every woman has a story, and around here, we believe yours matters. Let's get into it. All right. So today we are chatting with Hannah Steele, who runs Bastrop Girls Night Out. So I stumbled across the group on Instagram and just thought, what a brilliant idea and a great way to get women together in Bastrop for our community. And I just reached out to Hannah just to give us a little more information about the group. So Hannah, I'll let you tell us how it got started, about how you settled in Bastrop. And let's start there.
But thank you. I know I was very excited when you reached out because I think this is so cool what you're doing. And it felt like a perfect match.
Yeah.
But yes, so I started Bastrop Girls Night Out a little over 2.5 years ago when I first moved to Bastrop. And, you know, I moved to Bastrop from California. I know.
My mom lives there. It's okay.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm like, we always kind of like whisper.
I know.
Before to kind of feel it out. But yeah, so we moved here from, you know, Los Angeles. It was a big change. Originally, we were aiming for Austin. And really, we just happened upon Bastrop. It was very, you know, picturesque and really something that I had never experienced before. So I was really drawn here. But, you know, once we were settled in from the move, it was very much, how do I meet friends now? You know, I work from home, and I mean, my husband works from home too. So our home is our world. And, you know, it's just hard to branch out and how do you meet women's? Really, it started with a post of someone who's now a friend. Her name's Erica. She had posted in the Peanut app. I don't know if you've ever heard of that app.
No, what is that?
It's a mom almost meetup app. So it's kind of, think of like a dating app, but it's to meet other mom friends. And so she had posted in Peanut just something that was very, you know, to the point of, hey, I'm going to be at Neighbors at 7 p.m. on Friday. Would anyone want to meet there? Because there is a little Bastrop group within Peanut, but it wasn't very active. And so I was the only one who showed to that, you know, first little meetup, I guess, so to speak. But in that conversation with Erica, that's where we both, you know, unanimously agreed that there's not something like that within Bastrop.
Yeah.
Just where you can meet other women, you know, it's sort of not really tied to an organization, or there were some here, but they seem to be connected to other organizations, you know, otherwise. And so I was like, what if we just started posting? So
yeah,
Erica was heavily involved or very supportive, probably just my number one support. When I first started the group, that's essentially what I did. I just started posting in a couple of mom groups that exist that already exist, you know, it's Bastrop, Texas surrounding areas. That's a larger group, just saying like, hey, we're going to have a meetup. If you, no strings attached, if you'd like to come. And so the first one, nobody came besides Erica, just because she was the one who originally kind of had that idea with me.
Yeah.
But so from there, I was like, I think it just needs to be a little bit more robust, probably. So we did a little bit more marketing around it. I work in marketing. I gave it a name. I called it Bastrop Moms Night Out. So it used to be called Bastrop Moms Night Out. Just gave it like 2-3 weeks of posting here and there and just kind of building momentum, making it a little bit more official. And then so that first, I kind of consider that our true first meetup. Was 11 women. So I was so excited.
Yeah, that's great.
At the time, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, like 11, what a great turnout. But that was really fun. We did our first ever one at Copper Shot. And it really took off from there. I created a Facebook group just because we did have sometimes, to be honest, just random men RSVPing to the events.
Of course.
Like, maybe I need to make this a group. Like a group that's like gated behind a request to join. I've just stayed consistent with the monthly meetups, just trying to make it really casual. Different places around Bastrop and figuring out what worked for the group and what types of settings were the best. So it's been a really good learning experience, definitely.
Is it a set time every month? Do you keep it to a set date and time?
Or no.
Okay.
Yeah, I've actually explored that.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see like a recurring type of meetup. But I mean, honestly, it'll have more to do with my availability.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But it always is. It's once a month, or sometimes I'll even have two that fall within the same month.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's a meetup and then, or one that was tied to an event or something that's happening around Bastrop too.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. There's so many things around Bastrop. I feel like that would be fun to get everyone together and like go to an
right.
event. Yeah.
Yeah. Just for, you know, women might see an event and go like, oh man, I wish I had somebody to tag along with. So try
of course.
Those types of things.
Yeah. Yeah. It takes that kind of scariness away from showing up at an event by yourself and then not knowing anyone. So now how many members do you have and how many, what's a typical meetup? What does that look like today?
Yeah, so now the Facebook group has a little over 900 women.
Wow.
It's amazing. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know. A typical meetup, I feel like on average, coffee meetups tend to be the most popular. There's been so much feedback, you know, from various individuals, you know, separate from one another that have said something about just like a coffee meetup feels less pressure. You know, if you don't drink or, I don't know, just feels casual, you can just pop over to. So our coffee meetups tend to get anywhere like 20 to 30 women on average.
Wow.
Yeah. And the true night out meetups, it's usually 15 or more. So, you know, if I'm going to try to make a reservation somewhere, dinner is a little harder, I will say, just because people, I want it to be more casual. I want someone to be able to come and maybe an hour in, they're just not feeling it or they're tired. And so like a dinner feels awkward
to
arrive at a certain time and then leave at a certain time. So I usually just try to say there's going to be at least 15 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that every meetup, it seems that someone new is coming or it'll be a couple new and maybe our more regulars that are regulars for the group didn't come that time. But so it really is a nice mixed bag, I feel, every time.
That's awesome.
You know, women coming around. Yeah.
I can see where the coffee would be a hit and be popular. And then it's also great for Bastrop businesses that y'all are doing this too, because you know, some of our downtown Bastrop businesses struggle with that foot traffic, right? And because of all the bigger things opening up on the highway. So it's great that you have that.
Yeah, and just, you know, an opportunity for you know, the women that are attending, so many of them will be like, oh, I've never been here. You know, usually if it's somewhere like neighbors, it is a little bit more of a, more likely they'll have been there. But even we, our last night out one was at the Chapala Fiestas, which is at Community Gardens. And I think the majority of the women that came were like, I've never been here before. I had no idea.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Is in here in Community Gardens. So it's a good, it's just good awareness too for the businesses too.
So tell me a little about because I know it can still be intimidating for some women to show up even to a bigger group and they might think, oh, you know, well, it's already established. They already have their regulars. So tell me what makes it inviting or the structure is when someone, if someone new is thinking about coming.
Yes. You know, I try to put it out there that if one's nervous about coming, to reach out to me. I've had a couple women who have reached out saying, it'll be my first time. Where should I go? Or, you know, just kind of questions that would lead me to assume they might be a little bit nervous to come.
Sure.
And I'm like, just come. You can sit next to me or I'll tell you when I'm going to arrive and maybe we can arrive at the same time. You know, it's less nerve-wracking for somebody. But really, I try to also even change the way that I'm phrasing the post where I'm like, as much as, you know, I want you to come, I think you'll have fun. Like, this is for you. Do this for you. And then to push yourself to sort of step outside of your comfort zone. I also think that part of making them a little bit more casual and more casual meetups would hopefully alleviate that.
Mm-hmm.
Really trying to make like the vibe casual of the meetings. Just come.
Yeah.
Stay an hour, stay the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, and I was, you know, trying to say like, there are friends waiting for you in Bastrop. That's what I say a lot in my posts too.
I love that.
I mean, even if it's not me, it might be someone you meet through the group and you like instantly click and you're like, ah, I've been looking for a friend that has that in common with me.
Yes. Good. So you said, so it initially started as Bastrop Moms Night Out and then you switched it to Girls. So why the switch in the name? What happened there?
The switch came, so my dad unfortunately and unexpectedly passed last year.
I'm sorry.
And it was, yeah, no, thank you. So I took about 2 months off.
Yeah.
And during that time, I was, you know, surrounded by friends and a lot of kind people. But I realized during that time that I didn't really have a very close, I was still sort of missing that like close-knit support or mm-hmm. that deep circle of friends I think would rally around, you know, during a time like that. I just think that experience and thinking like I have met women and I have made friends here in, you know, Bastrop Mom's Night Out, but it just felt like there's probably women that I haven't met that might be sort of that key to that closer knit circle that I'm looking for. And
yeah.
kind of opened my eyes to the fact that we all need community, whether or not you're a mom. And really the mom making it Bastrop Mom's Night Out was because it was a commonality between us
sure.
all. So it yep. felt like an easy way of saying, hey, we're all moms. We all need to be out. We all need to get out right. of the house sometime. You know, rather than immediately me just thinking, hey, I'm kind of some random girl, want to come hang out. Turns out there are people who just want to hang out in that
yeah.
very casual way. You don't have that commonality. But
yeah.
really, you know, it did come from a need of there are women in Bastrop that I haven't met, that I haven't reached. Mm-hmm. And what if, you know, that's kind of where I'm going to find what I'm looking for. And so it really just inspired me to lean into creating that space for,
yeah.
you know, all of those women, whether they are going to be moms, maybe they're trying to conceive, maybe they have no intentions of ever having children, but we would have so much in common.
Yeah.
So then I was like, I'm going to rebrand. So I took that like month and a half mm-hmm. to that I had as time to reflect and time to pause. But then I was like, I think I'm ready to just meet more women and let's rebrand to Bastrop yeah. Girls Night Out from Bastrop mm-hmm. Moms Night Out.
Yeah.
And I mean, it did exactly what I was hoping for it to do. The group, I would say it probably went from like 250 of the, you know, Facebook count
sure.
to 900 where it's at now.
Wow. Yeah.
It really exploded. And it was the right, that to me says it was the right move.
Oh, yeah.
There,
for sure.
There were women who were waiting for that sort of mm-hmm. invitation, so to speak, maybe not mm-hmm. specifically from Bastrop Moms Night Out, but there's women who are just not there in life or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And I love it. It makes it way more inclusive. And also, I feel like, you know, here in Bastrop Moms Night Out, some women might think, oh, well, we're going to sit around and talk about kids. You know,
yeah,
it just, it's
yeah.
like, and as a mom, like kids consume your life, right? So it's nice to have that break and not think, okay, we're going to just get to know one another, right? And then not really focus
yeah.
on, yeah, whatever that leads
right,
to.
Right, or like, we're just here to meet women so we could go on play dates. No, you
yes.
know, this is...
Right.
Right. Like it's totally the one time we get to be selfish for ourselves, take some time and go out. But yes, I mean, absolutely. That extends to women who are not mothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just for them to find community. And yeah.
I love that. Okay. So when you create an event on Facebook, like through your group and let everyone know
yeah.
and Instagram too. Okay.
Yeah. And that was also, I'm glad that you mentioned that you were like because the Instagram actually, I didn't have the Instagram until I rebranded it as Girls Night
Out. Oh, interesting.
Out.
Okay.
It was just the Facebook and yeah.
I need
just
to
figured,
join that. I didn't know there was a
yeah.
Facebook, so I'll go join that. Yeah.
Right. And right. I think depending on how you discover it, right, it wouldn't be.
Right.
But you know, some people are on Instagram. Some people are
yeah.
more on Facebook. It does seem like for Bastrop, Facebook groups are bigger here. It seems like
yeah,
they are utilized way more than Instagram. So but it's good. I've had a couple other women say that that's how they discovered the group was through Instagram, you know, algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
It's bringing it to different people's
sure.
feeds and such. So that's good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll go join the Facebook group so I can know more
yeah.
about the events too, because you can get alerts that way. And that's.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited to come. I hope it falls on a date I can come.
Yeah. No, definitely. I mean, and that's part of what the group is too. Like, you can't make it this time, come the next month.
Yeah.
It's no pressure. They're not missing out on anything. If, you know, if you can't make it this time.
Yeah. It's nice that there's not like a set organized structure or anything. It's just kind of come and hang out. So that's perfect. It makes it easy.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And I hope that, yeah, it can just reach more women and just come, yeah, to see if it's fun
yeah.
and who else you can meet, you know.
But yeah, for sure. I'm all about connections and you just never know. who you're going to meet that's going to change your life and just have a different perspective.
Absolutely.
And it's always interesting. So yeah, I'll try to make it. Anything else you want to tell us about the group or about anything?
I mean, one thing I'd love to, you know, when thinking about what's next for Bastrop Girls Night Out, I mean, it's gonna keep going. You know, mm-hmm. I think on average, we're probably always gonna usually do at least one event per month. What I'm gonna really start encouraging the members that are in the group to do is sort of utilize it as your own, I don't know, almost like your own personal promotion for you. Like, and so what I mean by that is obviously they can always come and attend the monthly events, but sometimes women will post, but not often enough. Like, hey, I'm thinking of going kayaking next Saturday. Mm-hmm. Does anyone want to join? Or like, hey, I'm the next meetup. It's not for 2 weeks, but it's Friday and I'm bored. Does anyone want to go?
Oh yeah. I love that.
A drink or something like that. Like,
yeah.
I do wish that, more women understood that they could do that. Maybe they think I don't want them to. So it might just be on me to kind of make that a little bit more of a, make an announcement to invite women to do that, to not just think of, you know, me as the only avenue for reaching those mm-hmm. friends. You could, I think that it's a little nerve wracking. I can understand, you know, putting yourself out there and
sure.
Because what if nobody came? You know, it's kind of the same thing as even when I was starting the group. Like you do, I think you might have to have a little bit of thicker skin in that sense of there's always a chance you could put something out there and maybe only one or two or nobody shows up. But just like just being vulnerable
mm-hmm.
with yourself will, you know, just get you places that you would never probably get on your own. Or, hey, I'm really into this stuff. Anyone really into you know, plants as well. You want to hang out and go plant shopping, anything. I mean,
I love that.
More women.
I love that.
Yeah.
Just you should do, you could also do some like survey. I think you can do this in groups where you like push out a survey on interests and kind of get some feedback that way. And then that way others can see who's, you know,
connect
who likes
back.
Certain things.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I'm hoping what the group will start to evolve into.
Yes. Yeah.
And that, or just so that women know that they have that opportunity to sort of promote themselves in that way.
Yeah.
You know, I tend to not allow like a lot of business posting just because it's, we have so many places around Bastrop that you can, you know, sort of promote your business. But I don't know, it's good awareness, you know, for individuals. And even if they do have a business of their own, the group. Yeah. Cause I don't want them to think that it's just about when I'm creating an event.
Yeah.
Like it can be whatever they want it to be in regards to finding friends in Bastrop.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, I love it. I think you thank you for doing this for our community and for giving women a place to connect, and because so many more people are moving here that might not know anyone. So it's a great idea. And so thank you so much for doing that. And I'll put in the show notes for everyone listening the link to your Facebook group so that they can join that and then also see when the meetups are. And I'm hoping to make it to the next one. So,
yeah,
but thank
definitely.
You so much for being on and for chatting with us. And I hope to see you soon.
Yes. Thank you, Lindsay. This was really great.
Of course.
That's it for this episode of Real Women of Bastrop. If today's story moved you, made you laugh, or reminded you of the power of community, share it with a friend and please leave us a quick review. It helps more people find these stories and the women behind them.